I'm Terry Saka, and this is Rigged Against You. Huge bank losses are coming, and here's one problem to it. And I think when you get to the end of this podcast and you see where the real data is hidden, you're going to understand why it is really important right now that we are diversified outside the banking system. And I'm going to get into a little bit more on that, but just understand that it is coming. Right now, unbooked losses at banks had spiked in the first quarter of the year, and this is just the beginning. Now, the best way to probably look at it is to break down and show you a handful of the banks. Now, we do have a lot of banks in the country, I understand, and we've already had a few fail, but the ones that did fail had already taken all of the money that was in the FDIC insurance. So I know many people think, well, I got FDIC insurance. I know. Most people believe that the government will be able to cover it. They'll probably raise taxes or put levies on big banks if they have to bail out to a big extent. But the point is, we're at a time in history where not only do we have to reissue $700 billion a month in treasuries, over $10 trillion this year, it's at a time the world is moving away from the dollar. The world is moving away from the American hegemony. So it's not that we have total control. And I know the power elite and the talking heads that say, well, America is still reserve currency. We still are the dominant. I understand that. But what they're not telling you is the world is walking away from us at a rapid pace. And the BRICS are rising so much faster than people realize. And they're using gold and commodities to do it. But here's a breakdown of the banks right now that we're dealing with. As of the first quarter of this year, several banks have faced significant unrealized losses that exceed their equity capital. And here's some examples. Union City, SVGS Bank, their unbooked losses equal a staggering 172% of their capital. Citizens Street Bank, unbooked losses 121% of their capital. Green Dot Bank, unrealized losses, 108% of their capital. First American experienced an unbooked loss equivalent to 104%. Now, 50 banks saw unrealized losses on their investment securities portfolio that exceeds at least 50% of their capital equity in the first quarter. Now, this year, a slight uptick from last year, and U.S. banks' unrealized losses on investments now have reached a staggering $517 billion. Now, a lot of this is tied to commercial real estate. The commercial real estate is in serious trouble. I understand that part of it. The cities are really wreaking havoc. They have no control over crime. The cities are collapsing. The way I look at it is, I'm sorry, but these liberal cities have been controlled by one party for decades, and I don't really know of anything they've done good. So maybe it's time for a change. But the cities are collapsing, major cities, and you have unbelievable hundreds and hundreds of billions of real estate losses that are taking place there. I think cities that are almost unrecoverable no matter what they do. We just need to change the leadership. They need to change their ideology because it's not working. But the problem is America itself is in deep trouble, not just culturally, but financially. We have outspent our welcome, but our dollar is just not what it used to be. That's why we have such an egregious inflation. But just to kind of give you an idea of why this is so important, the interest payments on the federal debt have just unbelievably exploded in June. The U.S. spent approximately $140 billion on debt interest alone. Extrapolating this over a 12-month period, it's on pace to exceed $1.6 trillion. Now, $1.6 trillion, you put that with a trillion for the military. Medicare is on pace for $1.6 trillion as well. That doesn't leave a lot of money for other programs. So you can kind of see where America is getting in trouble. And why is this important? Is because we're at the end of a cycle. We're at the end of the dollar's time. Now, don't get me wrong, the dollar still reigns. They say, you know, this is the world's only currency they have confidence in. But I beg to differ, and I will go against any of these power economists, power elites that are trying to say otherwise. 60% plus of the world are dominating and going away from the dollar. We have lost the petrodollar. You now have BRICS rising. And I know they keep saying, well, the BRIC currencies, they're just unreliable. Nobody's trusting them. Well, the BRICS countries are. And most of our allies are joining. Even Saudi Arabia is now going into the Russian-Chinese hands. Oil and all the commodities. These commodities run the world. Rare earth minerals, food, energy, oil, gas, you name it. This is what each country needs. And this really has gone back to almost the time itself. When a country is established, the most important thing was what? Commodities. And so I contend the BRICS are getting their act together faster than people realize. And they're doing it at a time when the Americans and the Europeans are asleep. The Chinese, and I'm going to do more about this in the future, but the Chinese are actually taking gold out of our COMEX exchange system. And they're forcing the hands of JP Morgan. They're taking the gold away from America. It's coming away from the West, and the East is taking it up. They also control well over 90% plus of the rare earth minerals, which is everything needed for all computer and technology, even our military and our military weaponry. A lot of those supplies come from China and the East. So here we are picking a fight with Russia. It's not going to go well. NATO is picking up. You now have new leadership in Europe. And now they keep saying they did not. But the rumor is that England even gave Ukraine long-range missiles that they can strike inside Russia. That's not going to go over well. NATO keeps doubling down, and it is absolutely unacceptable at a time the world is in this economic state, especially the United States. So the fact our banking system is unrealized, and you notice that word, unrealized losses. Unfortunately, our banking system isn't really telling the truth. We kind of use an accounting method these days, off book, subsidiary. So they have them as unrealized losses. When if they were to actually be forced to sell them right now, the banks are in deep, deep trouble. And remember, all banks, financial institutions, if you put a dollar in a bank, they loan out upwards to $26. So they're all insolvent. They're just creating digits in the cosmos. Now, granted, the East is doing it too. But the point is the East is building up a network of money, currency, and trade that has nothing to do with the dollar. And it's all backed by gold and commodities. And that's a big deal. So as the United States is facing this interest debt trap period, not counting the $100 trillion in unrealized losses, not unrealized, well, they probably will be, $100 trillion in obligations for things like Social Security and Medicare and such. We have an unbelievable debt load going forward. And there's nothing we can do. We can raise taxes. We can do all we want. It won't cover that, not even close. We actually have to change the way we do business. We probably are going to have to cut a lot of these programs. And so we're in a very strange place in history because the media isn't telling you the truth. It is rigged against you. And we're dealing with a time not only that our banks are in deep trouble, we're going pushing war with Russia. If China takes Taiwan, when they see the weakness in our current administration and they think it's time to take Taiwan, that stock market's coming off 50%. Remember, none of us own the currency in a bank, and we don't own the stocks in a brokerage. We are considered unsecured creditors, and they're actually titled in street name, which is really owned by the DDCC. And even worse, it goes to the BIS, which I know these are just alphabets to a lot of people, but this is basically the one world order banking system controlling it. because the real inflation rate is this. And I show this a lot. We have to use the 1980s inflation matrix. And if you go, that's when we were honest. That's when we measured inflation with real goods and service. We currently are sitting at 12%. And they're trying to tell us that we're at like 3%. They even said inflation just ticked down. Now, they're doing this rigging of the numbers to allow the Federal Reserve to save face for the Biden administration to lower interest rates in September, which will take gold and silver to whole new levels, of course. They start lowering interest rates. This inflation is going to go back up. We are in a real serious spot. They can't raise rates because the banks will collapse. I just showed you how many banks are already in deep trouble. And we're talking hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. And who has the money to cover that? Not the FDIC. And remember where we're at right now today. This is a depression warning. The money supply growth that they've had, you look on the right side of this chart, they've had to take that money out of the system. Right now, currently, we are at minus 2% of taking it out of the system. Every time, if you go across, you see we've taken out to negative numbers. We've had not only a depression, but double-digit unemployment. So there are huge losses coming to the banking system, and I contend it's just getting started. And yet we're still throwing hundreds of billions of dollars in Ukraine for a war we're not going to win. And the escalation only spells disaster for Western economies and the Western culture, let alone China. And of course, Russia and China are the leaders of the BRICS. At a time when we are in such debt, our banks are in deep trouble, and you're an unsecured creditor in that bank, I'd be giving Cornerstone Asset Metals a call, at least being diversified. And more importantly, stay informed. This information is real. This is what's behind the scenes, and it's what they don't want you knowing. But I can only say that I don't know how else you're going to get around it. They're rigging the numbers. It's rigged against us until after the election. No matter who gets in, something really big is coming. I don't know if it's a substantial market loss. I think it's probably some form of a false flag, cyber pandemic hack against the banking system. Something is needed in order to allow them to blame the trauma, the economic collapse on Russia or somebody else, and usher in the central bank digital currency, digital ID, and a lot of people call it the quantum financial system. I don't personally like the idea because we will be slaves and it will be programmable. But is there anything we can do about it? All I know is I wouldn't be having large sums of cash in the bank, and I would definitely be diversified out of that Stark portfolio. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.